I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers the faith and family values of Kane's Sirianni brothers. In 1903, at the height of the Great Arrival, a generation of Italian immigrants left their homeland bound for Ellis Island for the promise of a better life in America. Answering the call of recruiters to clear timber and lay track for the Pennsylvania Railroad, masses of Southern Italians crossed the Atlantic to escape dire and hopeless poverty. When word of plentiful work in the local glass plants, chemical factories, brickworks, and tanneries reached home, the call to L'America was hard to resist. Joseph Sirianni was 19 years old when he made his life-changing leap of faith, bringing his new wife, Nancy Caligiuri, with him from Calabria region to America. According to Pete Palumbo, a student of local history, many other Calabresi families came to Kane during this period, including the Bufanos, Carusos, Nicolazzos, Colellas, Russos, and Fragles. Joseph Sirianni caught on with the Pennsylvania Railroad in Kane and spent the next 36 years with them before retiring, a member of the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen. His five sons were all successful in local business and active in the local community. Sons Louis and Joseph opened Sirianni Brothers Jewelers after World War II, adding watch, clock, and jewelry repair service in 1947. Corporal Louis J. Sirianni was awarded the Good Conduct Medal for his exemplary behavior, efficiency, and fidelity at the Air Service Command Depot in England. Sirianni Jewelers and a separate watch and repair service endure today and continue as symbols of quality craftsmanship. Tony Sirianni owned and operated Tony's Shoe Shop that he opened in 1939, providing trusted and essential service to Hilltoppers. Brother Pete started out in the grocery business and later opened Sirianni Motors on North Fraley Street. In 1945, Private First Class Frank J. Sirianni was awarded the Combat Infantryman Badge for his exemplary conduct and skill in action in the South Pacific in 1945. 2 years later, Frank Sirianni bought the Dandee Shop in 1947, operating it continuously with his wife Mary for the next 26 years. The iconic women's clothing store became one of the most popular shops in the area under their watchful eyes. Their son Fran Sirianni was one of the most talented and decorated athletes in Kane High School history and went on to an outstanding career as a tooth sport athlete at Clarion State and is a member of that school's Hall of Fame. Upon graduation from college, Fran reportedly held his breath as he gathered the nerve to discuss his future with his father, Frank. According to a story posted on the Chautauqua Hall of Fame website, Fran asked his father if he would like him to return home to Kane and take over the family business. "I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy," Frank told his son. "It's been great for me, but the day of the small business owner is over." From that day forward, Fran began building his career as a legendary high school football coach at Southwestern High School in Jamestown. Today, it is accurate to say that Fran Sirianni and his sons are known for faith, family, and football. Fran's son Mike, Jay, and Nick are also coaches, each at different levels. Mike, 50, is the oldest and is entering his 20th year as head coach of Washington and Jefferson College. Jay coached Southwestern High to consecutive state championships in 2008 and 2009. Fran's youngest son, Nick, has hit the big time of football coaching. According to Wikipedia, Sirianni played wide receiver at Division III Mount Union in Alliance, Ohio. As a senior, he had 998 yards receiving and 13 touchdowns and graduated with a degree in education. After 4 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs and 5 with the San Diego Chargers, Nick spent 3 seasons as offensive coordinator with the Indianapolis Colts before the Eagles tabbed him as their head coach in 2021. Owing to faith and family, Frank Sirianni paved the way for his son Fran to follow his dreams and to seek his own fortune. Like Canes NBA Hall of Fame coach Chuck Daly, Nick Sirianni has found success at the highest level of the coaching profession. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizencanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.